Odiogo.com, the web read for you.
A green wave. San Francisco Green Festival, just completing its 8th year, pulled in a record of 45,000 people. Like the Intersolar Convention earlier this year, there was San Francisco Mayor Gavin Newsom laying it down with other green leaders Phaedra Ellis Lampkins, of Green Jobs for All, and Amy Goodman of Democracy Now! The San Francisco Green Festivals, a joint project of Global Exchange and Green America, celebrates what's working in our communities, for people, business and the environment. Here, green means safe, healthy communities and a strong local economy. The event is one of the nation's premier sustainability events, offering the best in green. The festival had more than 350 exhibitors, 125 authors, leaders and educators. Great how-to workshops. Cutting-edge films. Fun activities for kids. Organic beer and wine. Delicious vegetarian cuisine and diverse live music. San Franciscans have caught the green wave and riding it in just about every direction. The future of solar now. Here is something that seems as if history is repeating itself and sort of turns the idea of sustainability upside down. The Desert Tech Industrial Initiative is an energy cartel that seeks to harness the solar power of the Sahara and send it to energy-starved Europe. It's an ambitious plan, but the fact is that sun energy falling on desert areas is naturally far greater than that of other areas of the world. The cartel involves the giants of European industry. They have put forward a massive plan to bring this into reality by 2050. Extensive work has already been completed and a strong case for the advantages of the plan are being made now. Even as Americans are entering a green renaissance and the opportunity for solar systems ownership is becoming a reality for many, the demand for energy is and will be so great. Large-scale solar power plants must be part of a global distribution policy. Working through smart grid systems. Is it just me? Or is the Desert Tech plan a lot like the current strategy of big oil harnessing the resources of other underdeveloped countries and reallocating them elsewhere? The political and economic impact seem apparent. Also consider that Japan Aerospace Exploration Agency is engaged in a massive effort to establish space solar stations to transmit solar power where the sun's strength is 5 times more powerful than that which reaches the Earth's atmosphere. They'll transmit concentrated beams of power back down to Earth where huge processing centers will then distribute the power through the grid. Is this the future of global green energy? In a world of green, listen in to Planetara's Danielle Weiss interview with QuestPoint and The Mix on how sustainable green travel is changing lives around the world. Get your free solar evaluation, click here.